Catherine, what's annoying you this week?
Yeah, I always forget about this segment.
Yes.
Go with mealybugs.
The fuck is that?
I know exactly, because she talks about it a lot.
I complain about it. It's a type of household plant pest. So I have some mealybugs attacking a couple of my plant children. And I've been fighting it since January, so it's been a really rough time for me.
This goes under the category of white problems. Mealy bugs. How do you spell that?
M-E-A-L-Y-B-U-G-S, I think.
There's a B in there?
Mealy bugs.
Oh.
Could you not?
No, you don't have to spell bugs. I wanted the mealy bit. I know how you spelled bugs.
You didn't catch the spelling of bugs in there?
Yeah, I know, but like mealy. I don't care about
mealy
the
bug bugs.
Yeah, yeah. Mealy bug okay. Bugs. Oh, okay. Awesome. So, how do we begin this? The time has come for us to finally discuss one of the greatest bands who have ever lived. But first, Catherine, cue the organ music, because we are going to pray. Let us pray. Cue the organ music, goddamn you. Let us pray for one day this band will reunite before we die.
I don't know.
We will
about that.
We will bring them bullets and they will bring us love. Let's give three cheers for their inevitable sweet revenge. Hip hip.
No.
Let's talk about the 2000s. There's no applause in this.
He knows we aren't going to, so.
We are finally going to talk about the long-awaited topic of My Chemical Romance. And we are joined today by their number one fan and president of the Colorado Fan Club, no. Hannah Gerardway.
Oh, God.
Cue applause. How are you?
Dying.
How do you feel about MCR on a scale of 1 to 10?
11.
Is it not a million? There should be 5 extra zeros on that.
I mean, sure. Why not? A million and two.
A million and two. How specific?
You're welcome.
Yeah. How? I feel like MCR is like that. When I think of a band, I just see you in the background of every music video standing there.
That's so funny, though, because I've never been to a concert or anything, though.
That's even worse.
I know.
You're the...
They broke up before I...
You're
fake
their,
fan.
You're, yeah, fake fan. Leave the podcast now.
Oh, my God.
You're not real. Yeah, so you've never been to their show.
No.
That's sad.
Yeah. Well, they broke up when I was in high school. Okay.
I mean, you could
Jason
do a million...
Jason disapproves.
I'm
because you guys can't see him. You can only hear him. Let me just tell you, the flapping
upset.
Is him. Waving his hands because he disapproves.
It's me landing my hands on my shins going, why are you here?
Sorry.
She is still their biggest fan. I think what we can talk about is when we first got into MCR, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What year?
Oh, I don't know what year, but I was in fourth grade, and it was my super emo eighth grade neighbor that got me into them.
Oh, ooh.
Fun.
Yeah. She showed me the Welcome to the Black Parade music video. That was
it. That was it.
That was it. Lifelong commitment.
Didn't take much, did it?
Nope.
I got into it seventh grade. I had moved to Virginia, and it was like that latter. It was like spring.
So same time. It's spring. That math tracks.
Yeah, it was spring, but Black Parade hadn't come out yet. We were still course. We were still on course for Three Cheers because they were pumping out music videos before the release.
How old are you?
Wait. I'm 26. In the 7th grade, I was...
Yeah, so you're 3 years
12.
Ahead of me.
Yeah, I was 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
I researched this, because this June, Three Cheers will have been 15 years since it released. 15 years. Look at
oh
you.
No, Hannah, are you okay?
Hannah's
old.
Having a
wow,
freaking
oh
double
God.
Bypass.
Woof.
15 years
That's
since
so
it was released.
Long.
So,
yeah.
I just remember watching I'm Not Okay in my house, MTV, TRL was kind of still a thing, but they were showing the music video.
Probably on its way out.
And I saw I'm Not Okay. Don't you accidentally summon me? What?
Siri.
Siri? Play My Chemical Romance.
She's becoming self-aware.
Did Siri just activate?
She said, did you accidentally summon me? And I'm like, no, because I also will say all the time. I summon a trap card. No, I will constantly be like, oh, I accidentally summoned Siri.
And now she's starting to.
Oh, no. I don't like the future.
Way to go.
It's scary.
Go on.
So let's travel back 15 years in time.
15 years, I had longer hair. I wore super baggy pants. I had, all my friends were skater dudes and skater chicks, and even emo was still a thing. And I did date an emo girl back in 8th grade. Yes, sadly.
Wow.
It was wild. We would watch Taking Back Sunday videos.
No!
My Chem videos on her TV.
The middle school dream, honestly.
And she would try and always...
Did you ever wipe her tears?
No,
that's
but
how you know it's real.
No, but she would always try and get me to wear eyeliner, and I was like...
You never did?
I did once, but it was like, I tried, and I was just like, I don't fuck with this.
Are there pictures?
No.
Okay, well, that's what... I'm changing my answer to that's what I'm annoyed in this week.
Yeah, I didn't... there's no pictures of me in guy liner.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, so, no. When was your first time?
I don't remember, like, a specific time clearly, but I know I was in 8th grade because that's when I began my emo descent.
I feel like...
I came in very, like, late in the emo era.
I feel like, and tell me if this is not true, I feel like you're in the car with your parents and they're listening to Hall & Oates and you're just listening to I'm Not Okay. I could just see that clearly, your family.
I mean, basically. They're usually listening to other
all
stuff,
dad rock.
No, my parents, like, have NPR. Okay, so, like, my mom has on, like, NPR and my dad has Top 40 on at any given point in their cars.
Oh, always yeah, that's top right, because your dad loves... modern pop music.
He's super into Ariana Grande.
Yeah, that's who it is.
But
that's
he also fuck? But it's funny that he listens to Top 40 because he also really
your dad calls you, have you listened to Sweetener?
Yeah, he also no, he loves Sweetener and he also disapproves of cursing in music, so I don't know why what he's doing listening to Top 40.
He's gonna hit you up. Have you listened to Billie Eilish? She's great.
Basically. Oh, he doesn't know what any of the music is though. Like, he just listens, it's just what he has on in the car because I think he just doesn't know what to listen to.
Oh my god.
He's not, like, a huge music person. Like, he's not super music-oriented.
I yeah. I was like, well, yeah, when I met your dad, I was like, I can't see you going to, like, a Def Leppard show.
No. And my mom listens to a lot of, like, really, like, eclectic stuff. Mm. She's, I think, where I get my
is your mom a world
music
kind?
Like, the very new...
She'll just do the
new wave, music. Like, weird.
Like, new wave, but also, like, NPR type.
Mom's a big Joy Division fan, and Enya.
Like, I actually super know Enya because of my parents. Same for, they're both really into Dido. Jesus.
Is it Dido or Dido?
Get out. You've cursed the name of Dido.
It's Dido. Sometimes, so I said it wrong for a really long time.
Oh, no.
And sometimes,
Dido.
If I think about it too much, I get Dido. Confused and I can't remember which one is right.
I love Dido.
Jesus. I know. And I know now, but again, I said it wrong for a very long time because I never, like, heard it said aloud. I just saw the name.
I also recently bought Three Cheers on vinyl.
Oh, sick.
For $20.
That's cool. That would
just
probably be my favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right. I remember you told me about this.
Because I was like, how can I not buy this? I was on a
does
big
screen.
Does it
have, like, all the artwork and everything in the middle?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
It had, well, it was
that's
just
so
like,
cool.
Well, it wasn't any other, it was just, like, the usual album.
Oh, it's just, like, a sleeve?
No, it's, just like, the actual thing, but it's, like, it's not anything crazy wild. Oh. It was only $20. If I got the clear vinyl, I would say. Or, like, Bloodstained vinyl.
Oh my god. That'd be cool.
I would fucking kill for that shit. Sure. Let's talk about their first album.
Which one?
No, the very first one. The I forget what it's called.
You Brought Me Your Bullets, I Brought You My Love.
There you go. I'm gonna pretend I didn't
know
these things.
You quoted it in the beginning.
I did. I totally forgot.
See, this is why Hannah's here.
Yeah, this is why Hannah's here to remind me. I didn't even write it down. Yeah, I.
I can't believe this in your opening.
Hey, you never been to their concert though. So.
Well, have you?
No, but I was close. I feel like I definitely came closer to you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Debatable.
Honey, this mirror isn't big enough for the both of us, is a thing I tell my girlfriend all the time. Vampires Will Never Hurt You, and Demolition Lovers.
Demolition Lovers.
Here's the thing, and I remember this very specifically. Boy. That song is also the name you put on your MySpace profile for you and your emo boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh my God,
I remember people put that shit on. we're demolition lovers. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
I feel like I missed out an important piece of culture because I never had a MySpace.
You never had a MySpace?
No. My parents were very disapproving of social media, so.
Oh, I kept mine under wraps. My parents didn't know.
See, I had.
I could totally see that.
See, yeah. Like, I didn't get any
social
media. Two
hot morning young loonies, they were just like.
When Facebook was really big.
Trying
like,
to learn Java.
No, when Facebook got really big, like when, you know, basically anyone
Everyone.
Of young age had Facebook, that's when I got one. And I had it for like a good 3 months before my parents found out. And like, it was then that my mom's like, okay, you can make a Facebook now. And then I was like, but she had to make one and friend me first. So she made one and she's like, how do you know so much about this? And I'm like,
I'm young.
Yeah.
It just comes with the territory.
Basically. And then all she had to do was go to my profile and see that my profile was a few months old. So, you know,
that's so funny.
That is hilarious.
Ask like, for what? Forgiveness, not permission.
Facts.
Is the title of the new Michael
Yeah, so it took
album.
Me a really... Yeah, so...
May death never God. Stop you.
Oh my God. I hate it.
So if you want the rawest, purest form of my chem, it's this first album.
That's so interesting.
It's very punk.
That.
No, it's very punk.
Do you disagree? I want Discord.
No, it's very punk. It's more punk
well,
than emo
yeah,
than
okay.
Three Cheers was.
So, I think Three Cheers was them coming into their element.
Yeah, that it's like full peak.
Yeah, because the song, like a lot of fans don't like that album, and I get why, because it's completely different. But there are certain songs that have like Three Cheers-ness sort of sprinkled in there. Our Lady of Sorrows is my favorite.
Yes.
From that album. just saying.
throwing that out there.
But I think that's why people hate it.
Yeah.
And then also, I don't know if you want to go into this, the origin of MCR, how it started.
We can dive deep because I've done minimal research and
oh,
I was
I
like, you're
this.
Coming,
okay.
So we can talk so. All day.
Okay, let's hear it.
There's a song on that album called Skylines and Turnstiles.
Yes.
And yeah. Mm-hmm. And that song was written by Gerard Way. So
my husband.
So Gerard Way lived in Hoboken at the time, and he was coming back from a Cartoon Network interview. No facts being checked.
Yeah, because like he was a cartoonist, wasn't he?
He was, and that's why his art is so much part of his music,
yeah.
Whatever. He bombed the job, mm-hmm. And he was on the train back home, and 9/11 happened, and he wrote Skylines and Turnstiles about that incident in his life.
Heavy.
Yeah, and then he started the band, and then everyone sort of, I think he started it with Ray. And then Mikey learned guitar so that he could join the band.
You forced your
little brother things.
You forced your brother. You're gonna learn the bass, bro.
Yeah, and then I think Frank came in later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ray Taro to me is one of my favorite musicians.
Oh, he's great. The
it's,
hair.
It's very. It's very. When you hear him play, you know it's him. It's super distinct tone that he has. To me, this was like raw MCR. It wasn't peak MCR.
Baby.
It was very raw, untapped potential. I don't know if you can explain this, but apparently this album is a concept album.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, this so
I know Three Cheers was.
I even wrote Can Hannah Explain This? Because apparently the first album is a concept leading into the second album.
Interesting. I could see that.
That it was about two lovers, but then they died in the first album, and then the guy was reborn in the second. And
yeah.
Like,
and they
goes
had
back to this whole story.
Did you guys ever play the game?
What?
There was a Helena game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What?
There's like a pixel, like, side-scrolling game for Helena where you play the husband trying to be reunited with the wife.
What the fuck?
Oh, wait, no, I've heard about this.
Yes.
I've never
I
heard
of thought
this.
About it,
yeah.
But I heard about it.
It's very,
is
like,
this it?
Forgotten by time. No. It is not. It might be this one.
This one? Yeah, it's all black and red. Probably it.
Yeah, it's literally just, like, pixel.
Yeah, oh my God, I've never seen this shit.
Yep, this is it.
I've never seen this shit in my life.
This is it, yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Yep, you play as, like, the husband, you avoid ghosts, collect keys, and then you go and find your wife in, like, the chapel.
Throwback to when Fall Out Boy had a version of
Flappy Bird?
Of the Flappy Bird.
Yes.
Yeah. Called Fall Out Bird.
Yeah.
I still have that on my phone because
didn't
they deleted
it. Didn't
it
have, like, a little fringe or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They deleted it, so I still have it on... Because I'm just afraid to delete it because it's gone.
Yeah, don't
now.
Get rid of it. That's like
it's
timeless.
Iconic.
Yeah, exactly.
That's super timeless. Yeah, so
I didn't know about the concept, but that makes sense.
Yeah, because there's an article where they connect a lot of the songs to the next album and like all the lyrics of like having to die and people.
Yeah.
Being reborn in the desert.
We'll get there. Yeah. I have thoughts. I have feelings.
So let's talk about the album that birthed us, Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. This was one of the
literally
greatest albums.
Birthed, Jason.
Birthed.
I would say this is an album that defined our generation.
Interesting. I would say Welcome to the Black Parade was that album.
I disagree.
The production value of Welcome to the Black Parade, well, the Black Parade is that. Mm-hmm. We all know.
Yes.
The production value of the music videos are significantly better.
Yeah.
So I think that while Three Cheers launched that sort of arc into our history, yes, Black Parade was the peak.
Black Parade to me was
when people actually came to it and then started going back.
I agree with Hannah. That's where I came, but I'm also biased because that's where I came in.
Yeah, but I think that's where a lot of people came in after that exploded because people were looking forward to it.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Like, not to undervalue one or the other.
Yeah,
but
I still think for me it was Three Cheers that just, like, it was, like,
they had bangers. I mean, there were
it was just slappers all around.
Yeah.
And so I will listen to The Ghost of You, and it's probably one of the most emotional songs.
The Ghost of You is on. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's like one of the most emotional songs. Like,
oh, I cried.
It's
tears.
Heavy. It's
the music video.
The music video is heavy as shit. I'm like, yo. So to me, the Black Parade was to MCR what American Idiot was to Green Day.
Totally agree.
In terms of like 100%. Production value, all the themes and everything, just super cohesion. All together in that one album.
Yeah.
So that, to me, that's what it. I just firmly prefer Three Cheers in terms of songs and lyrics.
Well, that's more your taste.
That's more my taste.
Yeah.
Black Parade was a big concept album in this whole thing.
Yeah, and I love that.
This whole thing.
I love concepts so much. I started a rock musical about the Black Parade.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, like years ago.
Who are you? What the fuck?
Like, you say that, but I'm also kind of like...
I'm not surprised,
no.
I feel like somewhere in your closet, you own the marching band outfit from...
Oh,
the...
do you know how much I wish I still... Because when I was in middle school, I really wanted the Venganza jacket.
Uh-huh.
Because it was so fucking cool. And, like, that whole, like, concept, especially leading into Danger Days.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted that shit so bad, but I just didn't have any money, and my parents didn't approve of emo.
You don't get me! Yeah, Hannah was very much that, I could see, like, that typical white teenager not being understood, which is all teenagers in a suburban neighborhood. So it's very, very relatable. Yeah. Any favorite song? I think your number one favorite song off Three Cheers.
My favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many classics. I don't know. Now I'm like clamming up and I can only think of two. What's yours, Jason?
I think it's Helena. I saw that music video and just like the whole song, the chorus, I was like, I fucking love this song. And then like number two would be The Ghost of You. It's a bit of a wish.
Yeah, I was never like hot on The Ghost of You. Like, I could appreciate it, but I was never
I definitely loved it because, like...
I know what mine is. Sorry. It's... Oh, you know what they do to guys like us in prison.
Oh, okay.
Which is slightly more obscure.
I know.
I couldn't remember all the words, but I could hear...
Also, I love this era of long song titles.
Oh, yeah.
I miss that so much. I miss it so much.
I feel like we should bring it back.
Totally.
I feel like just me and Rob should just have, like, long sentences.
Do it, please.
Yeah, because I'm just like, what's a one word? I'm always one word.
Now I have to bleep out another
person.
Name. Come on.
That's true.
They're not in our universe yet.
That's true. Oh, yeah, they're not canon.
Come on.
That's true. What's yours?
I had to look up the track list because I couldn't remember. I want to say either be real basic and say I'm not okay, I promise. Or maybe Give Him Hell, Kid.
That's a fucking good one.
I did enjoy that one. Because I actually completely forgot about that song until I pulled this up. And I'm like,
That shit is...
But I'm No K is also, like, timeless, so...
Absolutely.
Like, it is timeless, so It's just not especially original. Like, in terms of, like, as a favorite song.
But relatable as fuck.
Oh, hell yeah.
This album was on 3 top 5 lists for best album of 2004. Hell and yeah. some magazine said this was an era-defining release.
Fair.
And I definitely... That's why I said it was, to me, it defined... One of the albums that really defined a generation.
Yeah.
It was just, like, this was... What's wild is, like, when we're old and have children... This is that album that's going to be dad rock now.
Oh, totally. I cannot MCR will wait be dad to rock. Show my children.
Oh my god.
Or my dog. I mean, who knows?
Whip out your razor blades.
My Chemical Romance is going to be the next, what's his face?
We're going to be the only generation of parents that understand when our kids go through that emo phase.
I think all parents understand. We just have something to put it.
I don't feel like people, like, from the 80s, like, there was no emo phase back then. It was just punk.
No.
It was just
punk. But that is what emo was. Just in a more, I don't know, a different emotional reaction. Because I think emo was about...
You mean emo and punk?
Sorry, yeah, because punk is more second. About being angry about things. Yeah,
punk is angry, emo is more like sad.
It's more personal.
It's more internal. Yeah,
punk was more external about everything else.
Yeah, and I feel like punk isn't like, oh, I'm mad because, like, I broke up with my girlffriend. It's like, I'm mad about at the government. I'm mad at, like...
I'm mad at this.
I'm mad at, like, society. It's like, more of a, like, society thing. Like, a society...
I don't want to be like my dad!
Rebellion versus, like, emo is more of a, like, personal rebellion.
But it was,
like,
also a platform for awareness about depression and stuff, too. Yes, so it was doing some of those things, but, yeah.
And making millions off of it.
Look at all the millennials with depression.
Yo, I think it was also had a huge part in the vampire surge.
Oh my god, absolutely.
The vampires?
Well, I guess we'll get to this later. Vampire money? Can we talk about vampire money?
What's vampire money?
Oh.
Wow. What was that noise? We have awoken Hannah. Whoa.
Vampire money was off of... I think it was a single, but it could also have been a part of, like, this side project that they did with Danger Days.
Well, I don't know it.
They wrote a song because when the first Twilight movie, whatever one had the Paramore song, Decode.
I think that was the first one.
First one.
Yeah, first one.
They went to Paramore because they asked MCR first, and they were like, fuck you guys, and wrote a song about it called Vampire Money.
Oh, funny. Wow. Yeah. Beef.
That's so funny. So, there you go.
Well,
MCR is massively superior to Paramore.
Vampires were in, because you got the Twilight vampires, and then you had the, I forget what the series was called, but Darren Shaw, I think his name was.
Oh, Darren Shan?
Shan!
Oh my
That's
god!
That's what I'm thinking of. Yes, I was close.
Guys, Cirque de Freak was, like, my favorite book in middle school.
I read the whole series in, like, a week. It was rough.
Yeah, fucking what? Like, 12, 14 books?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And like there was he wrote another series, too, that I read. That was about
Demonata.
Yep. Yeah. Great. I'm glad we're on the same page here.
Yep. Oh, my God.
I did not partake in Cirque de Freak.
I almost bought the whole box set of the books, like, a couple weeks ago. Because
I remember watching the movie.
I went through. I never watched it.
Fun fact, it's on Netflix. I did watch it. Yeah. They just put it on Netflix.
Maybe I should go watch it.
Yeah.
I will say.
Not as a fan of the books, though.
Oh, no.
You have to
appreciate
it as a completely separate thing.
I went in cold. I saw this in theaters with my girlfriend at the time, I think. No, I think I was already single by then. But it was. It's one, I will say, John C. Reilly has quite the range.
Also, Salma Hayek.
Wow. Jesus Christ, timeless.
No, but I'm not proud, but I was definitely...
Please watch it.
I was definitely deep
thoughts.
In the vampire trend as a youngin. Like, I went back and looked at some of the books I had in my bookcase from when I was in, like, middle school, early high school, and, like, the amount of vampire books in there is obscene. I read all of Vampire Diaries. I tried watching the show once, never made it past. Like, I watched one episode and dumped it because I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
No, that's especially nice. Right after reading the series, because it was when I was reading the series.
Oh, there was another series. Well,
there are a lot of series, Hannah. You're going to have to be
There's one specifically. I think it was, like, A Vampire's Kiss or something. It was, like, this whole...
Yes.
Just wanted to check it.
I will say some other of my favorite songs. I've looked through the list again. The Jets of Life is gonna kill you. Yeah, we're not talking about that. So the Jets of Life is gonna kill you. And Thank You for the Venom. It was a fucking great song. This album went double platinum in Canada in the UK and gold in Ireland and Chile. I will say Chile loves rock music. I don't know what it is, but they fucking love it. Like, yeah. They go insane. Like, if you look up concerts and any band that's gone there, people lose their fucking shit. Like, I've never seen people react to rock music like Chileans do.
Well, NCR has, like, a huge following.
In Latin America. It's insane.
Yeah. Well, their live concert was recorded in Mexico City.
Yeah, you know why? Because they're fucking crazy. It's like, Mexico City crowds and, like, Chilean crowds, like, they know all your songs, they know all your B-sides, they know it all, and they end up crying with you, and they're crying all the time. We've now arrived at the Black Parade.
Cool. Welcome to the Black Parade, if you will.
What's wild is Welcome to the Black Parade isn't even my favorite song off this album. Skipped right past that. I'm sorry. No, I caught it. And I
don't say that like you didn't open this with a huge pun.
I know.
I'm just trying to do what you do for once.
That's true. I love it. Segways. this is a wild album because Liza Minnelli is on this fucking album.
Where?
Mama.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mama. I forgot about that.
Liza Minnelli, Jesus Christ. Teenagers.
Classic.
Teenagers.
Yeah, yeah. Best music video of all time.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I love Teenagers and Famous Last Words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Famous Last Words.
Oh, you would love Famous Last Words.
Look, dude.
not hating on Famous Last Words.
Yeah.
Just hating on Jason.
Wow, okay. What's your favorite song off this album?
I think, House of Wolves was my first fave, and then I had to grow
into... Sounds like a Hulu series.
And then I had to grow into Disenchanted because I hated it the first time I listened to it. But then I forced myself to, and then it was okay. It was really good.
I will say, in relation to this album, a few years ago, do you remember? there was a video that came out that MCR dropped, and it started with like the chords of the Black Parade, and you like started crying because you thought they were reuniting.
It was because they were releasing "May Death Never Stop You," and they freaked everyone out because they just put out a date and then a new like icon.
Yeah, and people thought they were reuniting.
Shit was wild.
And so I've never seen someone crumble.
Was the highest and lows for like a week.
And then it came out. Oh, we have a 10th anniversary Black Parade.
Oh my god, one of my favorite. Like things to do to you is when we do like those road trip playlists and I'll just add Welcome to the Black Parade and then at one point we'll be driving and just that one note comes on and just the look on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, it changes you when you hear that specific piano
just
chord.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah, so I made it a mission
to like I'll
place it
throughout this episode.
I made it a mission
just
to like
Hannah.
Just a trigger.
I've made it a mission to like know where that piano chord was and play it wherever I found the piano.
Oh my god.
And see who stopped.
Oh my god.
Or I would just do Kanye's Runaway.
Ah, fair.
And see who else stops. Because I used to do that all the time. I'd go to like a thrift store and play the piano. Just bing, bing, bing. But I'm just like doing see who,
oh my god.
Who notices.
Oh my god.
There is a review that says Black Parade is a rock and roll gem that celebrates everything that was over the top of 1980s rock scenes.
I agree. Have you seen the music video?
Oh yeah. The Black Parade to me was like The Cure if it was fun.
If life didn't suck.
If life didn't suck and you didn't actually wear eyeliner because you liked it.
Hmm.
It was more of a thing, a concept, a costume. This shit is wild as fuck. I will never get tired of this album.
Have you ever listened to a live one?
No.
It's a good one. Highly recommend.
Live?
Yeah, just sitting down and listening to the whole thing straight, it's amazing.
I've seen live clips of it, and like those shows look crazy back then. I was the stage production.
Fire? There's always fire.
I'm very hesitant about fire in rock bands because I feel like you're making up for a lack of presence.
Oh, but come on.
A lot of bands do that, like Avenged Sevenfold. They use fire all the time.
Maybe
they suck live.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah. They
maybe,
suck live, so it's like, you have to use fire.
Maybe they just want drama, because I enjoy some drama.
Yeah, I mean, MCR uses it for the drama, so.
Speaking of, do you guys know about the story from, what's that song that you just said? Famous Last Words.
Famous Last Words.
You know the music video where they're just in a room that's on fire?
Yeah.
The drummer burned his back. Because it was directly behind him, it burned through his coat, and he drummed through it. And then they finally got him medical attention when they were like, "Holy shit, are you okay?"
No.
Another reason
I'm
Ross
not
probably
okay.
Left the band.
Yeah, this
promise?
Band is almost. Yeah. on the Ghost of You music video when they're landing on
Normandy.
On Normandy, yeah. And it collapses. Apparently, at some point, the boat went down a little too far, and to the point that they almost drowned.
Holy, I believe it.
They almost drowned, because it's like, they're on, like, legit water, and they're landing on the whole beach, like, it's Saving Private Ryan. I was like, and you were like, yeah, we almost drowned. I was like, what the fuck?
Damn.
That shit was crazy. It's like,
Such a good reason.
So this was, like, so Black Parade was your introduction to...
Introduction, yeah.
Yeah. What was that life-changing experience like, when you first heard it?
Oh, my God. Well, right, so I was this, like, little elementary schooler that was obsessed with this band.
I cannot imagine that.
Right? Like, isn't that kind of weird?
I was, yeah. Very weird.
Retrospectively, I'm like, ugh. But...
So you were in the fourth grade.
Yeah. I was in the fourth grade, okay? Really related, for whatever reason. So I remember this. I was so obsessed with the songs, but I knew I couldn't listen to it when my parents were home.
Uh-huh.
So I would type out the lyrics by memory, but I would change the curse words to safer words so that if my parents ever found it, they would think it was poetry because they wouldn't know what it was.
Wow. Right.
But I would just read and sing along in class, like in my brain.
You're a human MySpace page.
Oh my God.
You're a human MySpace
That's
page.
That's so funny.
Yeah. What in the fucking
that
world?
That was, and then when I got to middle school, it was like
Hannah,
kind of
the
okay.
Beginnings.
Yeah.
The beginnings of Hannah. What in the fuck?
Yeah.
This was like a Nick at Night TV show waiting to happen.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
What the fuck was I listening to in the fourth grade?
I don't think I knew what music was. I didn't have
enough
consciousness.
I think MCR is kind of like my first sort of venture into my own taste of music.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a kid, you just listen to what your parents were listening to. But that was my first.
Like, I think like my first, like the beginnings of music for me were Korn.
Not surprising.
Korn and Blink-182. Because they dropped their second album, Minimum of the State, and that blew up everywhere. So I would just watch All the Small Things, you know.
Classic.
Yes, so it was good just, years. Oh man, what a great album. But I could never, so I had bad internet, and so I could never download all the songs on Napster all the way through, so it was just snippets of
oh
the song.
God.
Napster was a game changer in my life.
I believe.
Yeah,
you
I
have
miss,
no
I
idea.
I miss the ones where it's like, when you would get it, you could tell it was a recording from like the radio or something, because it would have like
the
radio talking
quality.
In it. Yeah, and the sound quality.
Like
oh,
the
I
whole song
this.
Would end, and then you would hear Radio 1.
Yeah,
like,
or like someone would like talk over the beginning or end of the song.
Oh, so those were
classics.
My favorite recordings. Those
yeah,
are my
yeah.
favorite recordings.
Those
off LimeWire. I had them all, dude. Oh,
yeah.
Dude, we should do a whole episode on, like, music piracy.
Oh, God.
Because there was, 2000s was, like, piracy.
I don't even remember what I used. Because
I
flipped Kazaa. Around. Because
no, I wasn't that. I did Share4.
Share4.
Yeah.
Oh,
where you just literally directly download MP3s.
Mm-hmm.
So that was later. That was a bit after me.
Probably, yeah.
After.
Most of the stuff I did was more like that.
Yeah.
And
we
a
just,
lot of there's
FBI.
One there's definitely one for a while called like BMP3 or something like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, I remember
yeah,
that.
They had
that was
lot
my second
stuff. That's where I feel like it was easier to find obscure stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's where I always went if I couldn't find it on
Share4.
When I made that comparison about Green Day's American Idiot, apparently someone else did too. That like this
yeah,
is
totally.
Exactly what it feels like. Oh shit, I'm not wrong.
You're not original.
You're validated.
I'm validated. Black Parade, there's AOL sessions, wow. Black Parade to me, I think, is number two, like, album for me. But it's very,
Ever?
It's, no,
what do you mean?
For, like, MCR.
Oh, with, oh,
yeah,
okay.
So, yeah,
yeah. I see what you're
saying. And granted, this band only has four albums, which is
it was
wild.
Well, do you count Conventional Weapons? It depends.
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't. Well, no, because, like, I mean, it was a bunch of EPs, but if you put them together.
Yeah, Conventional Weapons to me does not count. I think it's no. I think it's like legit albums. Like, what I've realized recently was all their albums were concept albums.
Yeah,
especially
last
one.
I mean, knowing Gerard,
yeah.
you know, and his taste,
yeah.
and his concepts,
much
like
the things.
You.
Yeah,
well,
it
I'm
helps.
Very conceptually.
Me and Gerard are like the same person. We're the same. Yeah, because Danger Days. I, because like you told me like to re-listen to it, so I did, and I was just like, okay, this album isn't as bad as I remembered it.
No, you were just angry because it wasn't
It wasn't three tiers. It wasn't three tiers. But I think that was what everyone... I feel like people felt like that, too, when that came out.
Yeah, which is, I mean, valid.
Because I wasn't the only one feeling that way.
But I think it's because they veered... Well, no, from three tiers, there is sort of kind of a split that they could have taken.
Yeah.
And I think that Danger Days is the other side of that split.
Okay.
Like, they veered so far into, like, the sort of emo, really sad, depressing shit that they didn't do any of the, like, I'm sad, but it's okay, fun shit.
Yeah.
That Danger Days did.
I can't wait for them to come back and do an acoustic album. Oh, I can see that so clearly.
I think there's a couple of acoustics.
Because, like, Gerard Way now looks like Neil Young. So it's like, I'm just waiting, just all acoustic, like unplugged.
Hobo man.
Yeah, he looks like Neil Young.
Which is fine. Live your life. Be happy with Lindsay.
Yeah, he's making...
Mad Bank.
Mad Bank right now.
Proud of you.
Crazy. Like, after a show came out, dude, he's making money right now. Yeah. Season 2 and, like, that other Doom Patrol.
Yeah, I heard of
it. So it's just, like, it's all money. Money. So, honestly, good on him. Apparently, for Danger Days, they toured with Blink-182.
Believe it.
I think this was after Blink reunited after Travis got into that plane crash.
Mm.
That this was just, like, hope. We're like, oh, the band's back, but then Tom lost his shit. And so...
Jesus. Is there anything about The Used on there? Because they did tour with The Used as
they
well.
They did tour with The Used. Because
there was a whole thing about him and Bert being together.
Yes.
Yeah.
We talked about this during our emo episode, because Chad mentioned it.
Yeah. No, it was like a huge thing. Anyway.
I forgot if Mike Hem or someone else had beef with like another band.
I think after that, they had a tad.
That's what it was. Because I've seen videos of them performing together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, this is like every emo dream. Him and Bert just like partying together.
Yeah.
And I remember like they didn't like each other, some shit like that.
Yeah, I think they just had a falling out.
The
rumors. I don't actually know what happened.
I mean, I could definitely see that
if
shit.
Only. If only. Because, like, I wish I could know everything.
Because I think MCR in the long run holds up way more than The Used. I think.
Yeah.
Because
I
think if The Used had stopped after 2006, they would have been great.
Are they still together?
They're still together.
Well, that's.
Yeah,
see,
exactly.
And that's why, like, after all this time, I've been willing to, like, heal from MCR and be
this is finally
the best choice for you. So.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah. I'm not sad anymore.
Any liars. Liar.
Are you sure, Hannah?
I'm not as sad as I was, okay?
Of course I'm not anymore.
So, what would you rate their last album, Danger Days?
I love it. People love to hate on it. But personally, I'm a huge fan.
I enjoy it.
It's a good album.
It's hard to take you seriously, Catherine, because you love Football You Do.
Because I what?
You like the Football You Do.
There's a couple good songs in there. I'll come to your defense. Not the best album, but...
No.
Shitty album. I think Danger Day is way better, but...
Well, that's good to hear.
What's your favorite song off this album?
Party Poison is a fave.
Okay, so that's my number one song off this fucking album.
That's a good
I love
one.
Party
and
Poison.
And then...
Planetary Go.
No. It starts with a D. Destroya. Yeah.
Destroya. That's a good one.
Destroya's a good one.
What I love more is that we're finally seeing, I think this is like the true side of Gerard Way coming out. It's like the whole comic side, this side. This is like full-blown him. 1,000%. Like the red hair. Like the costumes,
so
like the video.
The photo shoots that they did for like Vogue and shit. Love it.
Yo. Love
Also, they were on Yo Gabba Gabba at this point.
They were?
Yeah. Have you not seen those photos?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were on Yo Gabba Gabba.
The
kid show, which is like.
Oh, I'm familiar with the show because I watched it as a.
Yes, they did a Christmas song.
Yes, they did.
Oh my god.
This is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, they're little, like, yeah, the ski costumes. It's so cute.
The My Chemical Romance we deserve.
I mean, where was that Christmas album?
Truly. I would love
the ski outfits, look at this.
It's great.
This is amazing. Is this how you got into MCR?
Yeah,
you're in
Yo
grade?
Gabba Gabba.
We're just like, I want this band.
Oh my god. Truly though, where's their Christmas album? Because that would have been.
Well, I do know that they did.
They've got
all
Christmas
I want...
songs.
Yeah, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah.
And they did one other one.
Did they ever do a. Did they ever do part of. Because I think there's a Punk Goes Christmas. album.
I'm sure.
Punk Goes Christmas.
And I'm wondering if they were part of that.
So here's the thing about MCR that I love. I was playing Tony Hawk's American Wasteland. And they had a bunch of
punk. As you do.
As I do. But it was like way back. The GameCube?
Fuck yeah.
GameCube. So I was playing, and I realized a lot of my favorite punk bands, like Rise Against, were on it. And so they all did.
Rise Against, specifically.
Well, that was like the, it's like the one band that's appearing right now. So yeah. Rise Against and a bunch of other punk bands.
You know Rise Against.
you know, Blink-182. And so My Chemical Romance covered Astro Zombies. And that's one of my favorite covers of that song.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite covers. That shit fucking slaps. I have it on I have it on my gym playlist.
Of course you do.
I everything I say is of course I do. My gym playlist is lit.
You're just very predictable.
Wow.
Sorry.
On that note, we can end this fucking episode.
No!
Fucking asshole.
Well, how fitting that we're talking about Danger Days in the year of our Lord Gerard Way in 2019. Because that's when the album takes place.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you were on Tumblr, just so happens, on January 1st of this year, you would have seen that MCR was trending.
Oh my god.
That's true! because so their funny. Music came back onto the Billboard charts.
Yep. Because it's 2019. And yeah.
People
never forget. Well, like, tell
everybody. Like, no, they don't.
Well, so we're in this Facebook group where it's like.
We're in the retrograde. This is
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It's like.
we're out of the retrograde now.
Okay. Oh, my God.
This Facebook group is like, it's 2005 and this is cool as hell or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I love that.
And there's so much discourse about My Chemical Romance. Because, of course, it's a huge amount of people being like, My Chemical Romance, A. And the other half are like, please stop talking about My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, they literally talk about it all the time, and I usually tag it's Catherine constant. In, like, memes about, like, God. Africa or something. Join.
It's constant. I can page. Add you right now. Please. It's a great
It's fucking great amazing. Page. There was one recently, like, maybe, like, half an hour ago that posted, like, MCR is like Harry Potter and that you guys need to listen to another fucking band.
That's true. Well, that's the thing with MCR is that if you like it, you really like it. Like...
Oh, yeah. Someone is hosting a Hell's Kitchen watch party.
No, they do watch parties all the time. All the time.
Jesus. Yo, this is when Rock won that season. This was a great season. He was from Fredericksburg. The black guy. The only black guy in the entire thing. Is MCR ridiculously overrated in this group? And that's yes.
Yes. Yes again. So, well, the only option was yes.
So... On a personal level, do you think MCR might be overrated?
No.
On, like, the whole thing? Like, if we count, like, all their music and stuff like that?
What do you mean?
I think just overrated in terms of, like...
Popularity?
I think in the genre of, like, emo and punk, especially during that era.
No.
Or were they, like... No.
I mean, do you consider Fall Out Boy overrated for that time? For that time. We're not talking about modern day, like... Pre, you know, the getting
currently,
together.
Like currently, right now, they should just stop. It's not even a question of overrated.
I think they either need to retire or accept that they're like in dad mode now, and
that's
fully
fine.
That.
Once you accept that, you can appreciate their music.
Yeah, that's the issue. Though,
I think at the time,
like they don't realize they're in dad mode.
I think
yet.
At the time, no, because I think they were breaking ground on
was MCR now.
Punk, no, I think.
You don't think
no,
so?
No, hold on. Not to say MCR isn't what... Here's... Let me...
Hannah and Jason are about to fight.
Let me finish my thought. Please, I think MCR was breaking ground from the punk realm into the pop realm and blending in some hip-hop
elements.
Was that not...
Okay,
some
wait.
Hip-hop... They definitely were, because there was definitely hip-hop producers on their albums.
But why did they have to do hip-hop? I don't understand.
Because they fucking love it. I don't know what it is, but, like, Pete Wentz loved rap music, and... There's definitely, like, influences in their music. I think in MCR, they broke ground in terms of theme and concept album into another branch of punk rock, you know. And I think they broke ground into that shit.
I don't agree. I don't agree.
So, what do you not agree with?
Well, first of all, punk rock. No. I think it's pop punk.
It's still punk.
Yeah, but punk rock and pop punk are two completely different things.
Here's punk, and then pop punk is, like, somewhere over here.
Yeah.
It branches off.
No, I agree with you, but you said punk rock, which is not what was happening.
Excuse me, pop punk.
Yeah.
It's definitely pop punk.
Because I think that they pioneered that sort of way.
Yeah.
And then it quickly spiraled in a different direction to, like, whatever Panic is now.
What are they?
You mean Brendan Urie and Friends?
Brendan Urie.
No, it's very true. Because I think Brendan Urie is the last of that era.
No.
He's the last of that era.
I think Paramore was still going strong with their whole thing.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Paramore was the last one.
You just don't like Paramore.
Well, you're wrong.
I saw or heard someone refer to Panic at the Disco the other day as Brendan Urie and his enablers, and I'm
I saw that shit too. That was fucking hilarious.
Oh, that's good.
It killed me.
That's good.
That is my favorite fucking thing ever.
So, like, I don't think that they were overrated because they were still making enough change, but it wasn't too much that it felt like a gimmick, because it was still very much in their realm of, like, let's do a whole concept. Here it is.
Yeah.
But, like, it didn't feel like they were doing that to sell albums. Like, they specifically crafted...
What's to make a story?
...the whole album to be that way.
But what's amazing to me is that they were... That. Some people do it and it's bad.
Yeah.
But MCR found a way to do it and still...
Great.
What's great to me is, like, you don't feel the story, but it's there. That they're not overly selling it to you.
Yeah, no.
That it's there. Also, I just found a post that says, we have too many people shitting on nu metal while praising mediocre emo, cough, MCR, cough, in this group, and it's sad.
Hannah's gonna throw
As...
That's me. How dare you?
As Paper Cut is playing. So.
I think people like to shit on MCR because they just can't handle...
I think people shit on MCR because they don't accept that they loved it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to admit to
like,
it.
Like, yeah. Here's, like, Gerard Way and Burt McCracken covering Under Pressure Will Make Your Soul Scream.
Classic. No, that song is amazing. Like, yeah. Their cover of it is
this was,
so good.
This was Emo Dreams.
Yeah.
Of, like, them melding together.
Yeah, yeah.
And tell me why Gerard Way in this video...
I've never actually seen the video. I've only heard this.
Gerard Way in this video looks like Tommy Wiseau.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean the glasses. I thought you were talking about Burt.
No. Tommy Wiseau, no. Bert's
no, it's just because of the glasses.
Forehead.
And also, that's when he was still struggling with alcohol. That's not fair.
The song is called Under Pressure.
Why are we watching?
There's way too many drummers on this stage.
Look at Frank's hair. Oh my God.
Dude, the fucking... Frank and Ray are probably my favorite band members.
The band.
Yeah, in terms of, like, musicality.
You can't use this audio if you're playing that.
Too late now.
Oh my God.
We're in hell now.
Yeah. We're getting sued no matter what, so it's fine.
Yeah, your taxes are going to be awesome this year. You're going to be like, hey, you've been using music.
Fuck you.
Woo!
Does that count to you? You don't have to put that in your taxes.
Nah.
I'm already getting put away for tax fraud. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
So this podcast will not be ending because we can record from jail.
Yeah, podcasts from jail.
Yeah, we can podcast from jail. Yeah. Breaking ground.
Behind dude. Bars.
Behind bars with Catherine.
My God, jeez.
I joined a girl gang. She's got like half her head shaved.
Love just it. Half?
Yeah, I think half because okay. I think it makes you look crazy.
Catherine has a bitch. I love
yeah.
it. I'm so here for it.
Oh, okay.
Butch bitch.
I can work with that.
fuck.
Can I make a comment?
Yes.
No, make... I love fun trivia. So, if you ever watch...
I feel like you have a lot of it.
Oh, my God.
We have a whole so episode, much. And it's just Hannah's fun trivia.
Yeah, of course. So, when... There's a lot of these, like, Easter eggs in mm-hmm. the Danger Days music videos.
Yeah.
Especially Sing and
In
that music video, you know that shot where they're in the desert, there's like a car in the distance, they're walking away, and there's a skeleton in the sand?
Uh-huh.
He's wearing the band uniform from Black Parade. Yeah.
Look at you.
Which is like such a perfect way to be like, oh, we're going to walk away from this and like, do something new. And I was like, yes. So, yeah. Love it. Love
Hannah
it so
has
much.
Thoughts.
They put so if much you, love into feel, that album, it hurts.
If you can feel the joy irradiating from Hannah geez. Right now.
She's, I love
she's glowing
days.
Like a pregnant woman.
Have you ever read the comic books that follow the album?
I think I was very interested at some point, but
very
I haven't bought it.
So cool. Highly recommend.
Because I can definitely see how that fed into Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
And, like, all well, the rest I mean, of his work. Yeah. It was just like, yeah, I can see. Yeah. I mean, he was... I feel like what's wild to me is Gerard Way's true calling is comics and not music.
Ooh, you're making a bold claim there, friend.
It's not to say it's not bad. It's not to say it's
no,
bad.
No, I gotcha.
I think he's found, like his niche of, like, this is where my true, like, expression can come through in terms of content. Like,
I guess it's through hard to expression, tell, yeah, I can agree.
Through narrative.
I disagree.
I think he can tell a narrative through comic than through music. Are comics not stories, Hannah?
No, they are, but, like, using the example of Danger Days versus Umbrella Academy, right?
Okay.
Also, he sat on Umbrella Academy for, like,
for forever.
10 fucking years.
Yeah, 10 years.
So, but with Danger Days, like, it was nice that you could enjoy it almost on two different planes.
Okay.
Like, you can appreciate the story, but also the song individually. Mm-hmm. But with comic books, you don't have that. Do you know how unsatisfied I've been for 10 years because I've been waiting for Hotel Oblivion?
I mean, are we getting it?
Yeah, well, no. The issues have started coming out right after.
I'm buying the volume in the summer is what's coming out.
But I have been waiting since 2008, so.
Yeah, people are busy. Time to get on
it. Sorry.
He was busy making music.
He's busy. But, like, I don't know. I think he's a very concept person, and that's something I relate to, because you know this. I'm a very conceptual storytelling person.
You're big concept.
And it's not fixed to one medium.
Yeah.
You just use mediums to express.
Yes.
So I don't think it's fair to say that one is better than the other, because it's just...
I'm not saying one is better. I didn't
did
say
Did he
that.
Not say?
You did say.
I feel like I didn't mean to say it. What I meant to say is, like, I feel like he's found, like, his... When you see him now, it's like, I don't need music anymore. Like, this is, like, I mean, like, I really found, like, what I've been trying to do for a long time.
But he's not even doing the art on it.
Yeah. But he's doing the stories no matter what. They're still his work.
But, okay.
Yeah, so they're still his work.
He's meant to be a storyteller.
Yeah, he's a storyteller.
And all these albums prove that.
Yeah.
10 times over.
1,000%.
So, if we could play one song at our funeral from MCR, which one would it be?
I mean, I feel like the obvious choice is Helena.
Yeah, not Helena.
So not Helena.
Yeah, anything but that. That was taking place at a funeral.
You guys go first. I have to think.
I have to try and
think of one.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, I know.
I even asked this question. I was prepared.
Dead.
Dead.
Wow. Dead is, like, one of my favorite songs.
Oh, no, same. It's probably my favorite song off that album. Dead. Other than, like, Welcome to the Black Parade for obvious reasons. Let's
it's
such a banger. That's how I want that's how I want my funeral to be. I want it to be a banger, plus it's called Dead, so
I went on so many different levels.
Exclamation point.
Exactly. Of course. Let's usually denoted in all.
That's the theme of my funeral, is dead, exclamation point.
I don't
want... Dead! This bitch dead!
I don't want to say The Ghost of You.
But you do.
I do. I do. It was either that or Teenagers.
Just say it. Give your heart what it was.
Yeah, it was either that or Teenagers. So
I don't know. Mama's a fave. I would probably have to say Mama.
I want Liza Minnelli to sing.
Yeah, if Liza Minnelli is
right next to my casket, let's do Mama.
I mean, honestly, just play the This Is My Chemical Romance Spotify playlist at my funeral, because I think that's...
No, this is my chem. Oh my god.
When you guys listen to any of their B-sides, they're, like, super good.
I've never heard any of their B-sides.
Kill All Your Friends is...
One of my favorite my chem videos I've seen, well, terribly, is when they were playing in Europe at a heavy metal festival, and they were being...
Was that the one in Germany?
Yeah, it's in Germany, when they got super bottled.
Yeah.
When they got bottled, I've seen that video. That shit is crazy.
Oh my God,
the Germans do not like emo.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
But
they have their own thing.
They like metal. And like
have metal. Exactly.
They have metal. They love super death metal. Like, these guys love Rammstein.
And I feel like people who are in metal hate emo.
Yeah.
So.
Wait. Not Rammstein?
I've always said Rammstein. Is it Rammstein?
Well, I would imagine it's...
Stein, not Steen?
Yeah.
Rammstein.
Right?
Either or.
I don't know. You know me. I literally just said...
I guess I
can
say
Rammstein. Dito,
yeah, I've always said Rammstein.
Well, yeah. I guess that makes sense. But Rammstein.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same band. Like, okay. Fuck every yeah. So, like, the, like, you know, people guys in that crowd love that shit.
Yeah.
Like, if you want real concepts, you should look up their live shows. It is fucking wild.
I believe it.
Where he straps on a dildo and, like, he fucks a pig live on stage or some shit like that.
That's a no thanks for
so
me.
So, that is...
that is a little... I'm going to stay in my softy emo corner.
I mean?
Yeah.
I'll cry blood out of my eyes and not go fuck a pig.
Although, I stand the Norwegian death metal squad that won.
We can talk about that after this fucking episode, because okay. Norwegian rock is wild. Like, I have a favorite band out right now.
Oh, boy.
That is... they are
sorry
fucking...
I launched you into your next...
No, boy. They're really good. We're going to talk about Norwegian rock.
Oof.
No. So, we can end now on our favorite... on our album of the week.
Can I say an MCR album?
Yeah.
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 Well, I have one.
It doesn't even have to be a favorite.
Remember.
Just like,
no, there's an MCR EP that's super. I think it's Black Dragon Fighting Society, but I can't remember if that's a song or the album.
That sounds like a school club nobody joined.
Well, they made, in addition to Gerard Way's Crazy Concept Ways, they made like a 3-song EP that is like the music that their characters would listen to. So. Working on different levels, right?
Yeah.
So good.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. I especially think that you would like that.
Yeah, because I do that all the time. Because
it's very, like, rock.
Yeah.
It's more punk rock than pop punk.
Yeah. I'm more of a punk rock kind of person, but there's a lot of punk rock I don't like.
Maybe Fuck the Whole Wide World. Or that might also be a song.
I think that's you just shouting out your thoughts.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. I didn't realize you were saying an album at first. It took
Yeah.
Yeah, Hannah's just like, fuck the whole world, dude.
I mean, it's like that sometimes.
Yeah.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Be like that. Any album for you, Catherine?
Yes. Dangerously in Love by Beyonce.
Classic.
Classic album. I'm going to go with The Blueprint by Jay-Z.
Mm. There you go.
Blueprint 2. Blueprint 2.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Always.
Boom.
Wow, the Carters here in the room with me today.
Wow. Oh my God. Beyonce and Jay-Z are here.
Damn.
God.
Yo, it's the Rocks.
Can you imagine?
He just walks in.
My God.
Yo, so. Yo, what you doing down there on the ground? I'm pathetic. Regina Spektor, Skateboard comes on.
Oh, Mad Gear and Missile Kid is the name of the album. I was wrong. Mad Gear and Missile Kid.
Mad Gear and Missile Kid. That sounds wild as shit. So, I think we can end it on that note. Cool. With a piano key. You should put that in.
I'm going to.
Good. I can't fucking wait. Wait, hold on.
Oh boy.
What are you playing?
Hold on. I'm not playing anything yet. Let's see.
Yes.
There's such a thing as sound editing, Jason.
I know. But I just want to trigger you for like one moment.
Well, you gave it away.
I know I did. But you're still going to be triggered no matter what.
Now I'm just going to be a torture until you play it.
That's kind of the point here. There you go.
Just the look on your face as soon as he was like, here you go. You were just like bracing yourself.
Yeah, of course I was.
I think we should play this on your computer.
Why?
You know how fucking awesome it would
but
be
I'm
to
not
bury
there.
You?
You can't watch me and like die inside every
but
time.
But you'll like relive. You'll like resurrect.
I'll just rise.
Yeah, you'll rise from the dead.
I'll pull a
whole
Helena.
I'll hear one last
like, hey,
sigh.
Up,
one last sigh. Just go. Ugh.
Oh,
awesome.
God.
Now we can end the podcast. Join us next week when we talk about.
Don't point at me. I don't know. How. Welcome to our segment of what are we going to talk about next week. What if we do
I request Hanson.
Ooh.
Hanson was 90s.
It was more 90s,
yeah.
What if we did one where it's like bands we've changed our minds about since the 2000s?
Ooh, there is a fair amount.
Well, there you go. That's a good topic.
Yeah. I feel like I have to go through a list and just like,
I've
liked them.
I already know one for sure that we're going to talk about.
Fall Out Boy?
The Ting Tings. Also Fall Out Boy.
We can definitely talk about the Ting Tings.
Yeah!
Because
I have some thoughts about
the
Ting Tings.
Because we were in the car
screaming
about
this. Let's end this. We'll finish this next
week.
We're
done. Bye.
Bye, guys.